Are you like that way better?
Yeah, yeah, I do. I like that delay.
Good afternoon, gamblers.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
This is Bro 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 Bets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates. It is Friday, June 28th. We've had a good week. We've had a good week, boys. I mean, what was it, like 8-4 the first day? 6-0-2 the second. 3-3 last night, just to keep ourselves in check. You know, we don't want to get too out of control. And now here we are on Fridays, which, you know what happens on Fridays? You know what our percentage is on Fridays, Todd?
It's like 89%.
89.4%.
Nice. Nice.
Not a made-up number at all.
Wow.
Not a made-up number at all. And if you don't believe us, you can follow us on the MyAction app, myaction.app/bets. So think about that, unless you're a dummy. Or you can follow us on Twitter, @BroBroBets. Tweet us your questions. A lot of people have been asking for a
tutorial?
Gambling 101, 202, 303 classes.
Right.
We'll probably do a video. It's probably not a good podcast. Heck,
it is. It is.
It is a good podcast.
If you have makeup games, like in, we'll make up a game in NFL, make up a game in NBA and MLB or soccer or something, I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, I think we probably should. I mean, people have been asking for this for almost a year. It'd
be nice to get some video in there, though.
Oh, you want to get some video in there?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we turn these fucking cameras on.
Yeah.
We do a video and a podcast.
You know what I mean? The Jets are on the road at Philadelphia.
Yeah, maybe we do it as a bonus, put it out on a Saturday.
Oh, a little Saturday up.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I like the way you think, Todd.
A little extra. A little extra content for you.
I like the way you think. Yeah.
Because Bro Bets goes above and beyond
above
for the listener.
Above and beyond. Just like Buzz Lightyear.
I got to get something off my chest.
Oh, great.
Sorry to skip the show. Todd McComas literally may have the same. I mean, he may be a crow.
Excuse me?
You're identical to me with Russell Crowe.
We are pretty much the same person.
Like characteristics, voice, the way they think, you know, sense of humor and stuff. I'm serious. I watched him the other night and I was like, that's Todd McComas.
Huh.
Yeah.
We're pretty similar people.
So who do you guys like tonight?
I'm going to make the listeners a promise right now, and that promise is that I am not going to bet on the weekends anymore unless I do the same amount of research that I do during the week. If you look at my Action account right now on the Action Network, the stats don't reflect. I mean, they're way upside down because I am horrible on the weekends, pretty dang good on during the week.
Yep, you are.
I follow
because
Todd.
Because I'm so lackadaisical on the weekends. I just take
There's
a quick
fishing
glance.
And farmers markets.
If you follow Todd on my Action, you know the chase begins on a Saturday after a few wobbly pops.
It does.
Yeah.
I'm drinking, have a good time, and it's a cursory approach to, oh, that looks good. I'm not going to do that anymore. For one, it costs me money. And for two, I want you to have the same confidence if you see me bet something on the weekend that it's a good bet as you do during the week.
You're a good guy, Todd. And that'll
so,
stay
from
true.
From now on.
That'll stay true until the fall.
I'm waiting for one day that somebody sees us out in public.
Yeah.
And is like, and they just start F-bombing us because they're, you know, for a couple of bad days or something like that.
Well, I'll be like, hey, man, did you listen to The Right Side the next day? I mean, we fucking explained our picks. And speaking of, what a segue, Tony D.
Yes.
We start every single day with The Right Side, recapping last night's action / games during baseball season. There's not really any action. We'll just recap our picks and games. Except for I do want to talk about this bad beat. If you were on Philly and the Mets, Philly and the Mets under. Was 1-0 in the ninth. It went over. It went over the 8.5 or whatever it was. So tough beat there. Yeah. The Phillies scored 6 in the ninth. What's their names?
Phillies?
Nope, the Mets. The Mets scored 3.
Yeah.
So tough beat there.
It's surprising how bad Diaz has been this year for the Mets. I followed him a lot in Seattle last year, and he was lights out all year.
Well, I think
the Mets are bad.
One through six are pretty solid.
Yeah, I know.
Though.
You said it yesterday. Let's go with the right side. The Aces. What's your fucking bad boy Bill Laimbeer doing, Gorms?
Oh, he's sometimes bending me over the prison counter.
Fucking bend you over the barrel and show you the 50
Good
states, huh?
Gosh. Oof.
Gorms.
Yeah.
What happened?
What, last night with my Aces?
Yeah.
Yeah, Laimbeer didn't happen to play, and the spark showed up.
All right.
I mean, what do you want from me?
We got the Dodgers run line, 12-8. That wasn't the score that we expected, but.
No. They put up 4 in the ninth.
Who, Dodgers?
Dodgers, I was watching it.
It was 8-8 in the eighth.
Yeah, obviously.
Sakes, man.
the fucking Buccos are just raking. I had the over 9.5.
Did it on their own.
10-0 Bucks. Just like I said, hey, the number one batting team versus right-handed pitchers for like the last 2 months. Something to think about.
You really shouldn't take that, though. You bury this team every day.
I bury the owner.
All is fair in love and betting.
Correct. Good point. I bury the owner, Jeffrey.
Good point.
Not the team. The owner, but I will bury the team today. Okay. Speaking of that, speaking of something that we should have buried yesterday, we let it go through because it was a best bet.
No.
Detroit first five plus a half.
I was on the right side here.
Okay, go ahead.
Turnbull was pulled after two innings with an injury.
Okay.
So
when did those two runs come after he was pulled?
Yes.
Okay.
Joey Gallo hit two solo shots.
All right, I'll give you a break.
That's a pass.
I'll give you a break then. You were on the right side.
All right.
Not on the right side, Tony DeGuglio, over 10, Tampa Bay and Minnesota.
Gosh, I double stamped that too.
Yeah, you did. It just didn't get there. The pitcher showed up. And then Philadelphia Phillies, that game we were speaking of. Congrats, Todd.
Yeah,
they
thanks,
won 6-3 on a walk-off. So they were up 1-0 in the ninth. And then they gave up three runs,
mm-hmm.
and then they tied it up 3-3, and then a three-run home run to walk it off. Congrats for you, Todd.
Yeah, it was a good win.
I think
it's about time.
Todd is undefeated since his Shawshank rant.
Are you?
Yeah, I think I got my mind right.
That boy, Todd.
I let it out, and now I'm good.
You know, good for you, man.
I was 3-0-1 last night.
Every once in a while, you just gotta fucking piss fuck everybody.
I got a challenge for you coming up.
Can't be ready. To hear what it is.
Uh-oh. Be ready.
Do you want to do it now or
no? Oh no.
When do you want to do it? The show that fucking ruins every.
Yeah,
the rest
it'll
of the
be
show.
Right time. I'm gonna bring the show to a screeching halt. Sure.
Okay, good.
It's what I do better than anyone.
So our best bets for today. Let me spin the pen here. Oh, looks like I'm starting.
All right, let's go.
My best bet today: Cubs. First five, money line, -115. Cole Hamels is on the mound for the Cubbies. Five starts in June. His ERA is 1.0. Cole Hamels, 1.0.
Nice.
Sonny Gray is on the mound for Todd's Reds.
Mm-hmm.
His ERA is 5.4 in June. Give me the Cubs, first five, money line with Cole Hamels. Thank you very much.
I think it's a good bet.
Double stamp.
Wow, double stamp.
Best bet, go. What's your name, Gumpy?
I'm going to go. Oh, God.
Well,
kind of took
me. Boy, he's on the fence.
Oh, that was you. You
That's
were going
right.
to go with that one?
We will go into some footy.
Okay, a little footy action. Where are we going?
LAFC, first in the Western Conference.
Ibrahimovic.
Nope, that's Galaxy.
Wrong team.
All right, same city.
Still a good player.
Yeah.
Still a good player.
Not playing in this game, but he is good.
Close.
But keep your eye on him.
Colorado is in 12th in the West.
Okay.
LAFC going into Colorado, -140 money line. I'm all over it.
Awesome. That's Kyle Gumpy's best bet.
Atta boy.
Gorms, go with your first bet.
Here we go. My best bet of tonight is I buried him, then I brought him back from the dead, and I buried him again. The Indiana Fever.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You ladies are a big question mark to me.
And
okay?
Homer WNBA pick coming.
So the Indiana Fever on the road. Remember they had the tough travel day?
I remember, yeah.
They're too young, boys. They're just too young.
They're really young.
They're above and beyond what people thought they were right now, but they're going on the road. And I have two words for you, Todd.
Say it.
Diana Taurasi.
Oh.
Looking very likely she's back tonight for the home team Phoenix Mercury. And if she isn't, they do have a fun story in Leilani Mitchell, who was just cut a few weeks ago.
It was a fun story.
They brought her back. She's averaging over 12 a game.
What?
At 22, this lady who was cut. Yeah.
Seriously?
So I think these teams are going in two different directions. If Taurasi comes back, it's a definite. Even if she doesn't tonight, she will be back this weekend. Take the Phoenix Mercury at home with Brittany Griner, Deanna Bonner.
Good pick, Jeffrey.
Make sure you have them covering the 6 points against the Indiana Fever.
Hey, good pick, Jeffrey. Todd, good best pick. Bet.
I'm going to take Atlanta money line.
Okay.
They are the dog in New York against the Mets. Great pitching matchup here with Soroka. He's 8-1, 2.07 ERA against Jacob DeGrom. 4-6, 3.25 ERA for the Mets. This season, though, DeGrom is 1-4-2 in the first five at home.
Huh.
So couple that with the fact that the Mets bullpen has an ERA of 5.12 and has blown more saves than a lifeguard with no arms. You got to go with Soroka in this one. He's 4-1 with the ERA at 1.05 on the road.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty
1.05 on the road. DeGrom is going to... I wanted first five in this, but I thought I'll throw a little safety net out
nice,
there.
Nice, I like it.
DeGrom's not performing well in the first five this year, but the Mets bullpen is performing even worse.
Correct.
So I look for them to just to lose this lead early and to finish does down. It, They're going to get beat like 7-1 here.
Does the 1-6 in New York lineup, does it give you any caution?
No. Not at all? I'm just unafraid.
Unbelievable. Gumby, I saw
any
you,
section of that lineup.
I saw you put your hand up. Did you like that pick? Or?
I'm all over the fence on that one. I've been tossing and turning over it all night. I'm glad Todd chose it so I didn't have to touch it.
I'm jumping on that game, but I'm going first five under. Or all the reasons Todd said with Soroka pitching, and then
hey, if it ain't Soroka, don't fix it, Tony.
DeGrom's 8 starts,
you can
2
use
runs or less as well.
Yeah, thanks, Gumby. I was just trying to.
You can use that, Tony.
Process.
The first 5 unders, I think, are 5-0 with Soroka.
Something to think about.
It's pretty good.
Something to think about.
Pretty good pick as well.
Like that might have been in Tony's book there.
Oh yeah, it's hey. In the gambling book, it's in there. Mm-hmm. It's actually the first one I wrote.
Tony, you're halfway through that book,
dude.
You know what you should
I'm
do.
I'm gonna order a new one.
I'm serious. If you put that on eBay, all money goes to charity when you're done with it.
My gambling
you know somebody
book?
Out there will buy that.
I mean, it is a fucking pretty cool book.
Yeah,
it is. It is.
It is something
it's
to think
got
about.
Lots of stats in there.
A lot of stats. A lot of picks. I used to highlight things. And look, in the bunt, I got a baseball betting guide right there in
more
the front.
More importantly,
I haven't used it once.
Winning
haven't
side.
Followed it.
That book's a winning side.
It is the right side. All right, so that was that's a baseball pick for the Mets. And
it's not awesome. Off, it's not often you get Atlanta as the dog with Soroka.
No, it's not.
It's a great value.
Jump
here.
On
I like it.
It.
I like it, Todd.
Jump on it. Other baseball picks. Todd, I know you got some for sure.
I do. I have Milwaukee first five money line against your Buccos. Milwaukee is 21-13 as a home favorite, 33-24 on a third game without a day off. Pittsburgh is 22-30 when that's the case for them, and 18-22 as the road dog. Chacin, am I saying that correctly?
Yeah.
Chacin.
Something like that.
Is 2-1 at home with a 4.65 ERA for the Brewers. Chris Archer for the Pirates, however, is 0-3 with a 8.42 ERA on the road. I look for him to get beat up early in this one.
I'm also playing in that game. I'm taking a different route. I'm going the Pirates and Brewers over the 10. What, Gumby? What?
The over and the double digits just scares me.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Sorry. It's not just that game, and it's not your pick. Just at any time.
Well, let me tell you why. Yeah. Trust me, it scares me, too. I hate overs.
I mean, I still haven't fully recovered from you going over 12.5 the other day.
I haven't recovered either. To be honest, I picked that game before even looking at what the number was, and then I had to defend my pick. It wasn't my brightest gambling moment. But I'm going the over 10 here. Todd said it. Archer, 8.42. Away ERA, 8.18 ERA at night. Mm-hmm. The Pirates happen to still be the number one team against right-handed pitchers.
Huh.
Todd's boy, Chacin, sure. Right-handed pitcher, 6.75 ERA in June. We happen to be in June.
We are.
So I'm going to go over the 10.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, if I'm wrong, we have the whole weekend to forget about it, and I won't bring it up on Monday.
The two bets do not contradict each other.
No, they do not.
They can work in concert.
Yeah, they'll be fine. Hopefully it's 5-4 in the fifth.
Chacin.
Brewers.
Chacin.
5-4 Brewers in the fifth.
Chacin. I hope it's fucking 10-9.
Could be 10-9.
There you go.
It could be.
Brewers.
It's a win.
That doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me. Other baseball bets, boys. Oh, it's a rain out.
But hey, look, I checked the weather because I got a meteorologist friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Said a lot of storms covering the plains. So
okay.
All my games are rained out.
There are a lot of baseball games played in the plains today. Mm-hmm. Okay. Gumby.
Two more over here.
Oh, okay.
Cleveland, Baltimore today.
Okay.
Clevinger with a 2.70 ERA. Big John Means for the Orioles.
Big
the
John.
Orioles are terrible,
yep,
but
great.
Somehow this guy is 6-4 with a 2.67 ERA.
Oh, they'll deal him.
I'm going under five first five in this one.
Okay, under five
also,
first five.
I would. I'm not gonna. I'm toeing the water here. Baltimore plus a half first.
Whoa,
five.
Toe in the water.
Mm. Toe in the water.
I hate toes in the water. Fucking Gorms.
Bad team.
Well, you got one more.
Tampa Bay, Texas.
Okay.
Chirinos and Lynn.
Okay.
Tampa Bay played 18 innings last night. Texas has won 6 in a row. I'm going on the under 4.5 first five.
Double stamp.
Yeah. Whoa.
Double stamp. Got that for sure.
Nobody's on the Ranger
team. The Rays are the second most profitable team in the league for first five under bets. I mean, it hits 56.9% of the time for them.
They are, they're quickly falling off.
But not, and with Trinos facing Lynn, that's just more so.
Under
case.
4.5.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got one more.
I know you do, and I know what game it is. And I have,
oh, we have the same?
Oh, yeah, we're on.
It's challenge time. Uh-oh. Remember I said, Todd, I'm going to challenge you?
Well, let's get this bet in, huh? Christ,
yeah, real quick. I just,
I'm game show host good.
No, I was, just hoping just a sentence or two in your best Australian accent. I'll close my eyes. It'll feel like we have Russell Crowe on the show with us
today.
When
did this start?
I don't know, mate. What are you doing? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I get a bad beat. It's like getting a dick in the ass. And I'm like who's that guy, Andy Dufresne? And
see, I love
when he got bent over in the boiler room by the sisters. I don't know how I lost my Australian
you
accent.
New York.
Kind of went South Boston there for a second.
Yeah, a little bit. Boston, Australia.
It's because
you
of the
get it. This is if Russell Crowe played in the town.
Yes. because of the dingo.
Tony, I had a challenge for him and he answered it. Thank you, Todd. Thank you.
Todd and I are both on the Dodgers, by the way.
Yes. The Dodgers. Did you go run line or?
I'm going full game run line.
All right, let's do it.
I'll
second that.
Just in case they're not up after five, I'd like that Dodgers lineup to get a couple more cracks.
Max Muncy is absolutely crushing the ball now. The balls are flying out of Colorado last night.
Sensatella's not great at home either. He's like 2-3 with a 6.21 ERA.
Yep. Let's go. Hey, funny you say that. I have the same stats.
Let's go.
All right, so that's it for baseball. Fun fact, we're already at 11 teams in our parlay.
Oof.
And I can only put 10 in there. As far as this app is concerned, they'll all go into the Action app. So the number that I give at the end is going to be lower than what you actually would be if you do our thing. Because I saw three games on the WNBA slate. I assume Gorms has got a toe maybe on a couple others.
I have more than a toe. I'm diving in on all three of these games.
Christ.
You know, I've already given you the Phoenix Mercury minus the six against the Fever as my best bet. But let's go to the Dallas Wings.
You guys remember when I was knocking the bottom out of Meg Ryan?
Yes, there we go.
That was a good fucking time.
Perfect. Close your eyes. It's like he's sitting with us. All right, the Dallas Wings on the road at the New York Liberty. The New York Liberty have a two-game streak, and then they're now on a two-game losing streak. Kia Nurse playing well. Todd's favorite, Tina Charles, one of the best in the WNBA. But they have deficiencies in the defensive end.
Okay,
they're horrible. They can't stop anyway. And Dallas is hot. And Todd, one of your favorite Notre Dame products, Arike Ogunbowale.
Yep.
Ogunbowale.
Yeah, nailed it.
She's hot. Averaging over 20 a game.
Like she's scoring a lot.
They're getting 3.5 on the road against a bad Liberty team. I am taking the hot Dallas Wings plus the 3.5 against the New York Liberty, and I'll finish it out with the night game. Chicago
Sky. You use the word hot a lot when you're talking about WNBA.
It's a hot league, brother. Chicago Sky on the road getting 4 points. They're at the Seattle Storm. But, Todd, you and I talked about this morning when we
the Seattle Rain.
When we talked on the phone. Storm. It's all about Jewel Lloyd.
Seattle Rain.
You know what she did with 4 minutes to go in her last game two nights ago?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Rolled the ankle, Tato.
Yeah.
So I don't see Jewel Lloyd coming back.
No way.
And Seattle Storm is the Jewel Lloyd. As she goes, they go. I am taking the Chicago Sky and Allie Quigley, who's been playing great, plus the 4 points. I've got two road dogs tonight getting points, and I got the Phoenix Mercury covering at home. That's
plus
my WNBA.
Huh? Yep. Plus the four. It's at plus 2.5 now. I mean, you jumped on it early. Good work from you, Gorman.
Got it early.
Is that it?
That's it for my WNBA. Oh, well, I'll tell you what. Can I just throw these two in? There's no lines going right now, but the Connecticut Sun are going south, and tomorrow they play the Mystics, who are going north. Take the Mystics minus the points at home, and also take Lame Beer. Take Lame Beer tomorrow night against the Indiana Fever, because the Fever are back-to-back against Billy Boy up in Vegas. So those are my two Saturday picks for you, both home teams.
Okay. I mean, you could have saved it for tomorrow's show.
We're coming in tomorrow?
Yeah. Be here at 7 a.m.
Boys. Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll spit it out again tomorrow morning then.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Go USA, plus 110. I'm not going to not bet on the USA.
Right.
I think you should.
I mean, I live here.
Mm-hmm.
They're the favorites.
Those are our ladies.
They haven't lost in like 12 years. Something to think about.
Netherlands or England wins this thing.
Oh, fucking Homer-ass pick.
Lady. Todd, do you remember that Kenny Rogers song?
Which one?
Lady. Oh. I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you.
Cup of coffee day parlay. What do you got? Oh, you got more picks.
MLS tonight.
Here we go.
Jesus New Christ. York Red Bull, fifth in the East against Chicago, eighth in the East. Red Bull have lost one of their last five. They're at home. Take a money line.
You're taking Red Bull money line?
Yes, sir.
Got it. Okay. So we have 13 picks total. I can only read out fucking 10 for the cup of coffee. I'm going to put them all in there, though. They'll all be in the action.
Tony's salty.
I'm not fucking salty.
Friday.
Whatever, dude. Braves, Mets, under four, first five.
Let's go!
Deal with it. Cubs, first five, minus 115.
Chicago.
Pirates, Brewers, over 10. If you don't like it, take it the fuck out.
Archer.
Dodgers, minus 1.5, full game. We call that the run line.
Lasorda's hot.
Los Angeles FC, not the Galaxy.
Ibrahimovic.
Wrong, minus the 140. Phoenix Mercury, minus 5.
Taurasi.
Atlanta Braves, plus the 115.
Bobby Cox.
Milwaukee Brewers, first five.
Say that again.
Milwaukee Brewers, first five.
Gorman Thomas.
Hey, that's not a real name.
That is, too. Check your book. That was a guy who
Cleveland
hit bombs.
Indians, Baltimore Orioles, under 4.5.
Major league, baby. Hey, he may run like Mays, but he hits like shit.
Texas Rangers, Tampa Bay Rays, under 4.5.
Nolan Ryan Chuck on Norris. The mound tonight.
Dallas Wings, plus 3.5.
Well, they're the Wings.
Chicago Sky plus the four.
Chicago, tough team. Take the points.
The Red Bulls, money line.
Cincinnati, P.E. Rose, Sparky Anderson.
Technically, that's a 13-team parlay. I'm going to give you a number for a 5-team parlay. It's 5 to win $2,584. Jeez. If you put 3 more teams on that, it's probably, I don't know, $13,000.
Let's go.
That, if I had to take a guess.
Who are we putting in this?
What do you mean?
For the 5-team.
What do you, huh?
You just said a five-teamer.
You went with a five-teamer?
Sorry,
I
sorry.
I think he meant a $5.
$5. Oh, $5.
Oh, yeah. Five-teamer. Okay. I thought you were cutting it down, like giving him two options here. A five-teamer in a night.
Dang. But do what that guy did the other day.
Huh?
Take the best ones that you
like. We gave
like
you 13.
Out of our picks, yeah. The guy won what, $6,000?
Mm-hmm. Right, he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We gave you 13. Come up with your own parlay out of those 13.
Yeah.
Sometimes
that's the strategy.
Hey, Russell, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, right?
Oh, amen, mate. Tell you what. One time I found $1 million in the trunk of a car. My partner wanted to keep it, and I was like, no way. No way.
Dude, I'll do this all day. I love it. Close your eyes. He's sitting right next to you.
I am. I'm looking at my eyes.
Well, how's it feel to have Russell Crowe on Bro Bets?
I didn't tell Washington's not a bad guy.
We're recording a Heartland Radio.
You sell a little bit of drugs?
Shortly after this.
Overall,
I hope
guy.
We do the entire thing in Australia.
I do. I do, too.
If
man.
We all did accents the entire show, yeah. Something to think
about. Hey, I'm in, man.
Oh, yeah. I would. Fuck. Yeah, I'm in.
I'm in, too.
Remember when Joaquin Phoenix killed my entire family? Then I came back and won the Gladiator Olympics and cutting down in front of everybody. That was a good day.
I love this, man.
Hey, send the fans out there. Russell, can you just send the fans off into the weekend?
Please.
Hey, mate, good luck.
Good luck.
That was so good, man.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.